Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm good, Jeff. How are you?
Excellent.
We are hanging in there, John. We like to give away money. Do you like to win money?
I absolutely do. Well, I haven't won any yet, but hopefully today.
Yeah? What else do you like to do?
Well, I call myself the personal chauffeur for my kids, running them around to sporting activities.
Yeah.
What sports do they play?
Well, my son plays basketball, my daughter runs track, and my youngest runs track and soccer.
Cool.
That's a lot of kids.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a pretty busy weekend. So.
Yeah.
Sounds like it. How old are they?
15, 13, and 7.
So you got a few more years of this.
A little bit.
Exactly.
Putting some miles on that car.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I'm going to open up the envelope and see what he has here.
Yep. And so we're going to give you the letter of the day. You'll have 30 seconds to answer 10 questions that begin with that letter. Don't repeat any of your answers. And when you get hung up, you got to pass. That's the key here, bud. You got to go quick, okay? If you don't have an answer right away, you just say pass.
Yep.
We can always come back to it.
Yep.
All right. So the letter today is the letter I. The letter I. It's a vowel. The letter I.
Yep. Igloo. Ice.
Mm-hmm.
Ichabod Crane.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
Ice, Iliad. Ice baby.
Sure.
I hope that's I hope that's on there.
Iconic.
Mm.
Idiotic.
Iridescent.
Now, there's a twist here, John.
Ooh.
You have the option of asking a show member to play for you.
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right. So I think this is the second time I've called in. The first time I did have this option, I asked Tim to do it because Fritz wasn't here.
Oh, no.
Fritz wasn't there. So today I am going to ask Fritz.
Yes, Fritz.
That's a good call. She's good at this. She is good. Yeah.
Although this is a really hard one.
Infectious.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try and do this for y'all.
Insurance.
All right.
I want you over there. Are you taking your deep cleansing breaths? Are you getting into the presence of I? Feel I in your core. Feel it in your heart. Get I in your mind. Is it there?
I'm channeling it.
Tell me when you have it.
Impossible.
Let's just try.
Independent.
Infinity.
Okay.
Mm.
Indescribable.
Right. Feeling it?
All right. I'm trying.
Inch.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here we go.
30 seconds are on the clock.
I'm ready. Maybe.
All right. With the letter I. Name something you pick up.
Pass.
Something green.
Igloo.
Kitchen utensil.
Ice pick.
A fruit.
Pass.
A car.
Infinity.
Something sticky.
Pass.
A game.
Icebreakers.
A celebrity.
Ice.
Something
Vanilla
round.
Ice. What?
Something round.
Idols.
A name.
Isaac.
Something you pick up.
Ickies. That was hard.
Yeah, it was hard.
How did I get like six?
You still got seven.
You got igloo, ice pick, infinity, icebreakers, vanilla ice. I got Isaac. I can't read my own handwriting. What was the one before Isaac?
Something round.
What did you say for number?
I don't remember what I said.
He said something. I don't remember it.
Something round. Idols.
I counted idol. Seven solid ones.
I said idols, which, you know.
So you needed something you pick like up, which could be anything.
Ickies. You said ickies.
I said ickies, but I was trying to say like something.
I thought I heard you say ink, and I started to write it down.
No, I said ickies.
Oh.
Something you pick up.
Could be anything.
I know.
Yeah. John, do you think you could have done better?
No, I think the letter I is a difficult one.
That was challenging, yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So you don't regret your decision of turning that over to Fritz?
Sorry.
Not at all.
Yeah.
That was a hard one.
Iris. I could have said iris, like flower.
Something round.
Think about that.
Iris.
Yeah. Oh, man. Sorry. Seven is good for I, in my opinion.
I agree.
That is hard.
Yeah. That is hard. Yes.
All right, John. We'll do it again.
All right.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having the faith in me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Take it easy.
Bye.
Bye. Yep.
How odd, though. What are the odds that he would get through twice and get a trick?
Right. The same one, too.
Man alive.
Yeah. I like those twists.
So I'm putting up our breaking news story. Did you guys hear Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez are done?
What?
She is just not lucky in love, that girl, is she?
I don't know. I
thought
just,
they were solid.
Well, I was trying to find the story on it, and the only place I could find it was on the Today Show. And the Today Show is announcing that just yesterday there were all these stories that they're not going to break up. They're together. They're together. And this morning, Dunsville.
The Today Show scoop TMZ, huh?
Yeah. It says, we've realized we are better as friends and look forward to remaining so. So those two over.
Wow.
Yesterday, I saw a story about Luke Bryan that he has COVID. He's not on American Idol. And I saw a story that said he really doesn't have COVID. One of his teammates beat him up.
Oh,
what?
And now that contestant.
One of his teammates. Well, one of the contestants.
One of the contestants that he coaches beat him up. And that contestant, according to Ryan Seacrest, who has, has been removed from the show for whatever reason.
Uh-huh.
Are you kidding me?
So now I went back. I'm like, where was that story? I saw it yesterday. Nothing. Completely scrubbed. I found one thing on TikTok.
Really?
Which is not a reliable source. But I'm not saying that it happened, but I'm saying I read it everywhere yesterday. And
so
today
wait.
Is gone.
It's nowhere around.
So the story you read said that Luke Bryan, who is a judge or a coach on The Voice? Or is
American
it
Idol?
American Idol.
Yeah.
Because they don't really coach on
it's
Idol.
It's different. They tweaked it every year.
So they change it.
Yeah.
Well, it depends. Like, I think they go in and they get maybe sometimes give advice or
What I read is one of the contestants beat him up.
Really?
And he was taken to the hospital, and that's why he's not on the show. But they said he had COVID, and this contestant has been removed from the show.
Oh, I did read that a contestant was inexplicably removed from the show, but there was no explanation as to why.
Well, wouldn't if he had COVID, wouldn't they all be?
I don't know.
Wouldn't they all have to be quarantined?
I'm just saying, I read it yesterday, is nowhere today, which
that's weird.
That's fishy. The weird part to me. Not that that all happened. Well, I don't really one way or the other.
That's like
matter,
Tiger accident investigation weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's that kind of weird.
Yeah.
Who do you trust these days? Who do you trust? Who do you believe?
Well, and he's like usually really active on Instagram, and I haven't seen anything about him. Yeah, he's been pretty quiet. I mean, there's stuff up there, but it's like canned material from when he was like redoing a song or something like that.
Cincinnati's Q102. It's Jeff and Jen, 921. Mix of sun and clouds today. The cooler temperature is only reaching 57.
That's
windy today, too.
Oh, yeah?
I thought it was windy yesterday. Went for a nice bike ride. It was very cold.
And you got the kid on the back of yours, right?
She's like, take me home. I'm too cold. Take me home, mommy.
We've been walking the dog and going, we have baby lambs on the farm.
Oh, cute.
And they are so cute.
Aww.
Ridiculous. We have 7 so far with 1 more pregnant mama.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
will one lamb have one lamb? Is that the ratio?
No, well, we've had 3. We've had one set of triplets and 2 sets of twins.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Sounds delicious.
Shut up. Shut up.
That was one of the choices at Soto last week.
Oh, yeah?
Should we get the lamb?
I know a lot of moms who want to be considered a cool mom. And I don't know, it looks like it's not that hard to do, even if some of it totally goes against every fiber of your personality.
Mm-hmm. But I think all moms would like to be the cool mom. The question is how many like put forth the effort to be a cool mom, you know, are they going
like,
out
how
of their
hard do
are
you
they
try
yeah,
to
or
be
just,
a cool
you
mom.
Know, you just kind of do you and hope that you are.
But what is the definition of a cool
right.
mom?
Right. What does it take?
Yeah, like my mom lets me do anything I want. Yeah. She's so cool.
Well, with that, I would refer to Amy Poehler's cool mom scene from Mean Girls.
Just want you to know, if you need anything, don't be shy, okay? There are no rules in this house. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Yeah.
Is there alcohol in this?
Oh, God, honey, no. What kind of mother do you think I am? Why, do you want a little bit? Because if you're going to drink, I'd rather you do it in the house.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
So the top 2 things are they asked adults what makes someone a cool mom. And the top two answers on the board. Number one, she talks openly with her kids about anything and everything.
How about that?
And number two, she lets her kids get away with some things that
other moms aren't letting their kids get away with.
A quote, normal mom wouldn't when they're growing up.
Yeah. But doesn't list like what? Like smoking weed in the house when you're 15.
Yeah, no on that. I'm a no on that.
That's a no. Taking the car before you have your license. I mean, is it that kind of stuff?
I know women who consider themselves a cool mom because, you know, they talk to their kids about sex and maybe let them drink in the basement supervised, even though other moms would have a real problem with that. And I'm not advocating one or the other. I have no opinion on this. I'm just
relaying the info.
Using
you're
that
observing
as an example that I have seen. And if you cannot bring yourself to do that, I think your kids will still grow up to appreciate everything you did bring to the table, because the survey also found that 68% of adults, the majority, say they have a cool mom or had a cool mom.
Yeah. My mom definitely cool. I mean, when I was a kid, she was a high school teacher, not where I went, but the next town over. And she always looked cool. Like, she dressed. She was very stylish, very trendy. She took a lot of pride in her appearance. So just visually, you know, my mom looked
cool. Was a cool mom.
And all of her students loved her.
Oh,
and they, you know, when they
would
say,
Bonnie's amazing.
She's the coolest teacher. You know, she's just really that. And that was just the word that was used.
I don't really know. Like, I feel like my mom was cool with certain things, but we also had rules. Like, we had to follow a lot of rules, but then we got to do some cool stuff. You know what I mean?
That's how it was in my house. We did a lot of cool adventures and we were always exploring. My mom was always taking us on fun things to do, but there was an unspoken way you should be behaving and taking
expectations.
Care of
yourself. That's how we are at our house. But although I think I'm like an embarrassing mom now, like right now.
That's the goal. I mean, you know, for
I am because I'll just like dance or sing. And even at almost four, I can tell she's annoyed. Like, she'll be like, Mom, stop. Don't no singing, Mom. Like, I'm doing the singing kind of thing.
Yeah, you're not allowed to be the center of attention any longer. It
Boo.
Is.
Joke's on you,
so
girl.
Funny. Yeah, we'll see about
it's
that.
Her. There's going to be a battle for that in that household, I think.
If you had to ask me what made my mom cool looking back, I would say once a year she would take me, it was me or my brother, we each got our own mental health day.
Oh, nice.
And she would say, you know what, you don't have to go to school today. I'm off, and let's go get breakfast and let's spend the day together.
Oh, that is sweet. Cool.
And you know what? Cool. What a lesson on mental health, because it's really true.
Right.
It is.
You do need a mental break every once in a while.
See, and I think that little stuff is important. Like, when your kid asks you, can we get an ice cream after school? Like, say yes every now and then.
We had dessert at every meal at my house. But you know what my mom did when we graduated high school? This was cool. When I graduated high school, my mom, by herself, only adult, drove me, my best friend, my boyfriend, and our other best friend, the four of us, to Florida for a week and a half.
That's cool.
And just took us to the beach every day.
That is pretty cool.
That was sweet.
Yeah, I think a lot of the kids in my neighborhood, you know, we all had the grass is greener syndrome. Like, I think we all had cool moms in their own way, but we all thought that, you know, our friends' moms were cooler than our moms. Because in some ways, my mom was very cool. My mom was very open about talking about sex. Like, she was very approachable that way.
Uh-huh.
You know, she would lay it out there. She wouldn't freak out over the questions if there were any. She
I would love to hear the
weird
questions you asked your mother.
Well, it started out when I was young enough to not get it. Like, why would you do that? Why would you allow that? I don't understand.
Would your friends ask your mom about sex questions since she was so open and maybe their parents weren't?
I don't remember that, but I remember there were other areas where she was pretty strict. Like, you know, she would never allow us to drink or smoke or anything in the house or do drugs or anything like that. But then on the other hand, she trusted us with a great amount of responsibility. Like, she trusted me at a young age, you know, to babysit my little sisters when most parents would be like, no, 9 is not old enough to be responsible for another human life. If heaven forbid, if the house catches on fire, something goes wrong. But
or a tornado came.
Yeah, well, I knew exactly what to do in that case.
That's how Jeff babysat his younger sisters, by the way. He told them a tornado was coming and they needed to get in the basement. And then how long would you leave them down there?
Hey, you guys, I just found out there's a tornado coming. You need to get in the basement. What? Yeah, you better get in there real quick and stay there until I tell you to come out. Okay.
Would you just be upstairs eating snacks and watching TV?
Yeah, totally. Be watching cartoons and stuff. Yeah. See, I'm trustworthy. I told you.
Very responsible. They're safe.
Very much so.
Yeah. What do your sisters say about it now? I mean, do they even know?
It's a slightly sore subject, to be honest. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.